Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Microsoft MVP Siegfried Bianco hosts this Exchange Ideas episode, and in today's show, he welcomes Brian Day and Kanika Ramji from the Exchange team as they discuss anything and everything public folders for Exchange Server 2013. Tune in for this in-depth Q&A session and learn about the top FAQs from requirements, migration and deployment, management and backup. Siggy, the mic is yours.
Hi, my name is Siegfried Jagut. I'm an Exchange MVP from Germany and welcome you to today's TechNet Radio Exchange Ideas episode. Today we are talking about public folders and we have a great panel of experts from the Exchange team to help answer some real great questions. Please introduce yourself.
So I guess I'll go first. My name is Brian Day. I'm a senior program manager within the Exchange customer experience team.
Hi, I'm Kanika. I am Program Manager on Exchange Public Folders team.
Great. Thanks for the introduction. And now let's start into the questions. So my first question to ask you would be, what's new with modern public folders compared to legacy public folders?
Well, thanks, Siggy, for hosting us here today. I think the quickest way to summarize this, as there's a lot of work that have gone into the new public folders, is the fact that we've gotten rid of the old legacy public folder database. This had a lot of challenges in the past that our customers are probably used to, and we have now moved our public folder content to reside within something now called a public folder mailbox. And the great thing by doing that is that the work that the public folder team has done has now made it capable of those folders being able to take advantage of the great work in the mailbox database that has happened over the past few revisions of Exchange. It also has gotten rid of the old SMTP-based public folder replication, which I'm sure many of our listeners are very well versed in troubleshooting and figuring out when things went wrong. So that's really the biggest thing, is the fact that we've now moved our public folder content into the mailbox databases, and by doing that made them a lot better performing for our customers.
Wow, that's great. So public folders are stored in mailboxes now. Can you please tell me how this works? And what about when I run out of public folder mailbox space, are new ones created automatically?
Hey, so first off, hi, Siggy, and thanks for hosting us here on TechNet Radio. I'm excited to be talking about public folders. We've been putting a lot of engineering effort into public folders, and it is awesome that we're talking about it now, and it's out the door. Okay, so in Exchange 2013, public folders are stored in mailboxes, which means we get to leverage all the goodness of the mailbox infrastructure that comes with DAGs, so high availability, data redundancy. And in terms of the mailbox architecture and how that works, so there is one mailbox, which is the public folder hierarchy mailbox, or the primary mailbox for public folders, and all the other public folder mailboxes are secondary mailboxes. So the first mailbox that you create in your organization automatically becomes the primary mailbox. And what primary implies is that that is a mailbox which will have the read-write copy of the hierarchy, while all the other mailboxes, which are the secondary mailboxes, would have the read-only copy of the hierarchy. So at any point when a write operation is done, each write operation, like each folder write operation, like creating a folder or deleting a folder, is proxied through the primary mailbox. And any of the read calls for hierarchy, when users are trying to access the data, goes to the secondary mailboxes.
Wow, Kanika, that sounds great. So what clients do I need to access modern public folders? Can I use my Outlook 2010, or do I need Outlook 2013 for doing that?
So, Siggy, the good news is that we've actually made it so that every single client that is supported by Exchange 2013 actually can access the modern public folders. Of course, that is assuming that the mailbox itself is on Exchange 2013 or the new Exchange Online. So as long as you've been keeping up to date on Outlook patches that have come out specifically, the easiest way, if you definitely want to make sure you have all the fixes necessary, is if you've at least applied the November 2012 public update or later, because there are cumulative updates that come out from the Outlook team, so any of the November 2012 or later, you'll already have the bits in place so that Outlook 2007, Outlook 2010 or Outlook 2013 will have the capability to connect to the modern public folders once you've made that transition. And actually, just to add a little bit more, starting in Cumulative Update 1, we've also added some public folder access into Outlook Web App as well.
Wow, so even the over people can access it. Yeah. So let me ask the next question. So how do you migrate from legacy public folders to modern public folders? What's the process and what are the requirements?
So migration to modern public folders from legacy public folders is pretty much like a giant mailbox move, except that one thing we want to keep in mind is that users should go first, because only 2013 users have access to 2013 public folders. So you want to make sure that anybody who is going to be accessing public folders, their mailbox is already on 2013 before your public folders go on 2013. Aside from that, it's basically very similar to your mailbox migration. So the migration begins and then users are online until it reaches the auto-suspend state. And when that happens, then admin can finalize the migration. And at that time, during finalization, there is a short downtime. But aside from that, once that downtime is complete, then admin can switch all the users together, or they can choose to switch some of the users and validate that they're happy with the migration and all their hierarchy looks good. And once they're satisfied, they could decide to then switch the entire organization.
Okay, so how do you migrate your public folders to Exchange Online? Do you need a hybrid deployment for doing that? And what Exchange versions can you actually migrate to modern public folders?
So to migrate your public folders to Exchange Online, you don't need a hybrid deployment. It's a cutover migration. And migration is basically like it goes directly from your existing Exchange version. So Exchange 2010 or Exchange 2007, you could directly migrate to Exchange Online. And migration follows very similar process as we know it today for mailbox moves. So it is, for public folder migration, think of it as a single giant public mailbox move. And the only caveat is that users should move first. So Exchange 2013 users, or users need to be on Exchange 2013 in order to access Exchange 2013 public folders. So you want to make sure that your users move first to Exchange 2013, and then you move public folders so they don't lose access. So how the migration process works, you would the admin would first kick off the migration, and the users would remain online until migration reaches auto-suspend. And once that happens, admin can finalize. During the finalization, there is a short downtime, and users will lose access for that period of time. And then before they finish finalization, they can choose to validate with a subset of users. And then once they've finished validating, they can then choose to finalize the migration, and all the users in the organization would now start seeing the new hierarchy.
Okay, so after I migrated my public folders to Exchange Online, can my on-premises users access them in Exchange Online? What about vice versa, when all my mailboxes are on Exchange Online, but I decided to keep my public folder structure in the old system, for example, on Exchange 2010 or Exchange 2013?
Right, so that's one of the things we've built into Exchange 2013, which is the support for cross-premise access. So To answer your question, the on-premise users will be able to access public folders which are on the cloud in Exchange 2013, and vice versa. So cloud users on Exchange 2013 can access public folders which are on premise on 2007 or 2010.
Great. So as modern public folders are brand new, and I understand that right now we don't have any tips and tricks available for a successful migration, but they will be available pretty soon. So Brian, where can I access new tips and tricks when they are available?
So like you said today, Siggy, the modern public folder migrations are still relatively new. We do have a lot of customers starting to go through that process. And as we start to learn from our customer experiences, we'll start to gather a lot of the things that we find that maybe customers are running into quite often. And what you'll most likely see is that sometime in the near future, or maybe a little further off, depending on how quick we get to it, We'll craft up another blog article for the msexchangeteam.com site and get that posted there to try to help folks out. The articles that our technical writers and the public folder team have put together for migration to public folders are quite extensive. They're some of the longest technical articles that we've written. So we hope that you'll read those top to bottom. There's actually a lot of good stuff in those already. But then we'll take some of the field experiences and craft up a blog article for our customers to take a look at later.
Yeah, totally can agree. Yeah, the articles are pretty long. Thanks for the great work you did here. So my next question would be about how can I manage my public folders? So what management tools are available and how can you manage them on a day-to-day basis?
So for managing public folders, you could use either the commandlets, which on the Exchange Management shell, you could just use public folder commandlets to manage them. And the other option is you could use the Exchange Admin Center, which is the revamped ECP, as customers know it, and we have built a public folder management portal on there for users to be able to manage. One thing to note is, obviously, the commandlets have a lot more comprehensive functionality in terms of public folder management. In ESC, you could do all the public folder management tasks. So you could create folders, delete folders, manage their permissions, mail enable them, manage their mail enabled properties, all that can be done. And then if you had any advanced management requirements, for example, you wanted to restore public folders, or if you wanted to, I'm thinking of another, example, but basically any advanced requirements, you would use commandlets to do management. Migration is another example of when you would use commandlets instead of the admin center.
Okay, yeah, you already talked about I always had a problem with legacy public folders when there was backup and restore involved. So my question here is, how do you backup and restore modern public folders? What's the story behind that?
Okay, so to backup public folders, you can use, you can basically take your database backup and then restore it to a recovery database. And once you do that, you can use the new mailbox restore request commandlet and talk to the recovery database to essentially restore these public folders into your active database. So that's one way of recovering the deleted public folders. Also, if you had soft deleted public folder mailboxes, you could restore those as well.
Well, I think that's it about for today's show. Thanks again to everybody. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Kaninkar. And I hope we catch up for the next episode of TechNet Radio and Exchange Ideas.